Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Business Builders Podcast. Today we are shining the light on Asmina. Now Asmina is one of the students inside of the Business Builders Lab, and I really wanted to share her story with you, and I really wanted her to talk about her business chakra guide. So welcome Asmina, can you introduce yourself to our audience please?
Hi LeFay, hi everyone. I hope you guys are doing well this morning. So I'm a soul and business strategy coach, and I'm the founder of Business Chakra Flow. And it is a program that actually combines your emotional state, and it marries your the areas of business that you need to move forward in, basically, in a nutshell.
That's perfect. I bet you a lot of people are going to want to ask a lot of questions about that, because really what we are doing today is really combining the emotional state and the business strategy. Like, that is amazing.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly it.
Yeah, and I love the way you said you're marrying the two, because really, as women, we play so many parts and we wear so many different hats. And, you know, people will often say, you know what, don't let your emotions take over. And Asmina, you know, I'm exactly the opposite of that, right? I'm like, yep. You know, feel into it. And you're like that too. You're like, feel into it. And if it doesn't feel right, then something's not aligned yet. Don't do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So can you explain to us a little bit about the chakras, just a little bit of chakras, and then a little bit about strategy, okay?
Sure. So we have seven energy centers, which are the chakras that are from the base of the spine all the way to the crown. Now, each chakra has this, it's a vortex of energy, and we basically, it has an auric field around it. And if they are working well, if you want to say, then you are actually working at your potential. Okay. And each energy center signifies each area of your life. So what I have done is really recognize that each area in our energy center is actually signifying each area of our business. So for example, I was struggling in the beginning with my root chakra. And because I am a Reiki master, I recognize that my root chakra is my foundation. And the foundation is all about, you know, best practices. It's about who you really are to launch off in your business. And once I did that, once I started working on my mindset and worked on the foundation and the core of my business, I realized that, you know, that was an area that I pushed through. So that's really how I kind of married the two, energy and business together. So that was how the chakras are and how they signify and correlate with the business.
I love this, because this is going so much deeper than just mindset, right?
Yes.
We hear a lot about, you know, mindset and money mindset, but when you're working with the chakras and you're working with these different energy cycles and these different vortexes, I love that you use that word, then literally it can be like a funnel of air that's literally pulling you out of one area of your life that you want it to actually be in if it's not going in the right direction.
Absolutely. And there's also another element, because when those energy centers are stuck, then that's where we also have to kind of work through it and see where it is that we need to, you know, where you need the support in your business, let alone in your personal life, because we could be, you know, holding on to negative emotions. We could have limiting decisions that is preventing us to move forward. So once you clear that, you're able to then move on to that different area of your life, you know. Making sure that each area in your energy centers are clear.
Perfect. Yeah, that's a very great explanation. Thank you. Wow, that was so clear. So for me, really, when you get to those different cycles, and especially if you're going to clear all seven of them, right, then you're going to open up all different aspects of your business, correct?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Absolutely.
Perfect. So for example, somebody who's got a lot of problems with their voice or their throat, mm-hmm. Right. It might be that they literally like to not voice their opinion, or are scared to be, you know, heard in public, right?
Yes.
And like the root chakra. So
yeah, so the throat chakra is all about communication. Absolutely. When we feel like, and it's you identify yourself with them, and I'm going to bring this out towards the business side of it all, because just to give you an example. So just the throat chakra is all about communication, is about really owning your story. you know, really stepping out, owning your story and your pricing, because sometimes we have a hard time talking about, you know, to put an amount next to what we value or what we're offering. So I find pricing has a lot to do with the throat chakra as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, I love that. I'm sure you're going to get a lot of people interested now in that chakra flow guide that we're going to get at the end of this, because a lot of people have problems with their pricing.
Yes. Yes. It's something that, you know, has to be, it has to flow easily. And we have a hard time as women to say, yes, it's this amount, or it costs this much, where we actually, you know, have such high value for what we're doing and put so much heart and soul into it, you know? So that definitely is one element that you're working on in your throat chakra, if that is off.
Yeah. Now I want to go to the heart chakra for a second, right?
Sure.
How we mix that with business too, because I had a lot of blocks in my heart chakra. I know I did, because like you, I'm a Reiki master, and I've had some issues with that. And I think my biggest issue was to be able to let go of some things, right? Around, you know, forgiving or visibility and things like that. Mm-hmm. So also, I'm a very intuitive person. You know that by coaching with me, right? I go a lot on intuition. So with the heart chakra, what I found is if I wasn't coming from a place of love, then every decision that I made was really, really hard to make.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and that goes back with the throat chakra too, because if you're pricing something at a price point that you love and it feels really good, and it doesn't make you feel icky or anything like that, then it's probably the right price point for you. Where a lot of us look outside of ourselves for business advice, really the chakra business guide, you're going to be showing people how to work with their emotions and what they're feeling and how to move that into their business so that they're both aligned and they're always feeling good and aligned with their business, correct?
Absolutely. And also this big, big element is being aligned with yourself. So that's what I'm actually really working towards, where they're really tapping into themselves now, and they really have to feel congruent with themselves and their business, because that's the only way that you're going to find that passion and it's going to come out.
And you're going to feel more powerful again too, right?
Sorry?
You're going to feel more powerful.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You start stepping into your power, right? You start really creating. You come from a place of your own creation. So you start being more mindful. You start really going inwards to create what it is that's actually fueling you, right?
It's going to light that fire or that spark, and it's going to let that light shine, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've talked a lot about the emotional side of things and the chakras, but this will all line up with business strategy, right? So as you're setting that strategy in place for people and they're feeling into it, it's going to make each step so much easier to take in their business strategy and their actual steps, correct?
It is. It's, the person can come in and say they're struggling in these areas, and we can identify the chakras that are off and that they need immediate help in. That's the beauty about business chakra flow, is that we can actually hone in on where it is exactly that they need the help, or the person can actually take the whole entire program. And the program is, you know, they can go through each step of the way with their chakras and really starting from the beginning to build their business.
Wow.
And at the same time, it really is a touch on who you are, what you believe in. So I'm also really honoring the person as well. And sometimes it's just a wake-up call as well for that person who's actually going through it, because they're really, you know, we go through when we're doing any course or we're working on our business rather, we're really just looking at that business model. But we kind of put that element aside of how are we feeling? How are we attached to this? What value are we going to offer? Are we in tune with it? And so that way, by doing that, it's just we're going through the whole process feeling absolutely congruent with the business that, you know what, you are creating and you love.
I love it. So many people are going to get so much success out of this freebie that you're giving away. And I love it. I absolutely love it. It's also a beautiful freebie, and it's very, very detailed.
Absolutely.
So, Perfect. So the other thing that I wanted to go over a little bit is, you know, what brought you to this point? You know, obviously, you know your stuff around the chakras and the business guy, you know, because you created it and it's flowing for you. But what got you to this point to put out something like this?
So being a Reiki master, I was working with my chakras all the time. I always found myself working on my emotional side because, you know, of course, I, single mom coming out, being in the sales and marketing world, trying to manage life, trying to manage, as you said in the beginning, we're all wearing all different hats. I really needed to come to a place where I wanted to move forward and have that confidence and the courage to do so, but how was I going to do it? And so the epiphany for me was I recognized that I had, you know, a whole lot of limiting decisions and negative emotions that I had to work out for myself. And I felt like my wheels were spinning. Like every time I attempted to do something, I stopped, or I couldn't go forward, or I was feeling stuck, or I couldn't get my packaging right. Or could I even do this? And I realized it was a whole bunch of emotions that was stopping me. And so when I So the epiphany for me is I recognized that each chakra was really directly dictating which part of my business I was holding myself back in. And that's where the birth of Business Chakra Flow came from. And I said, you know what, if I'm feeling this, I can only imagine what any other, you know, person would be feeling as well. And I, you know, and then my end result was I really wanted to be able to offer that person to find that financial freedom that they want by doing something that they absolutely feel compelled to, attracted to, and aligned with, you know? And that's where it came out from.
I love it because, you know, we started working together probably about a year ago.
Yeah.
The way you've grown and the way your business has grown and the way that you've been able to create this out of your own experiences is phenomenal. And I love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Absolutely welcome. Because it just, you know what, you're becoming this, you're taking your business. I think you didn't even realize the path that it was going to take in the beginning, right? And as you started doing all of these and following your chakras and following your intuition, your business has now taken on a life of its own. And you have become this, I want to say this Wonder Woman, you know, this powerhouse now. And it's just amazing to see where you've come in the last year.
Yeah, it has been a journey for sure. It really has, because I really was doing what I needed to do for myself. So I walked this path. I've done this stuff. I have, you know, it's definitely something that I thought, okay, this is what I'm going to do for myself. And then I translated and said, oh my God, I think this is probably the missing piece for a lot of people that are doing their business or becoming entrepreneurs, is that we've got a lot of repetitive running cycles that we need to just move out and put away, you know?
Yeah. And I think one of the other things that we haven't talked about is we talked a lot about off camera, we talked a lot about values too, and mm-hmm. how different people, you know, we have a set of values that we honor and hone in on our own. Yeah. But when we bring other people into our lives, whether they're friends or spouses or colleagues, things like that, we see their values, right? And sometimes they deteriorate our own. So unless we're able, and I don't want us to say to put up blocks or walls or shields, but unless we're able to make our own values more powerful and we're able to stand in those, then we're going to allow other people's values to infiltrate us, right? Mm-hmm. And with what you're talking about with the chakra guys, when you're making those really strong, then nobody else is going to be able to influence, you know, your value of, you know, it's, you know, family first, or it's, you know, my health needs to come before I do this, right? Like those mm-hmm. values of honesty and integrity and ethics will not get squished when you're working your program, correct?
Absolutely. You have to absolutely start becoming very conscious of you. Something that we don't really do often. So what it is that I really try and bring you back to who you are, because it all starts from you, whether it's your branding, whether it's your packages, whether it's your systems, it's all about who you are, because who you are will translate to what your business is.
Yes, I so believe that. So, you know, you can work on money mindset all you want, or mindset, or the chakras, but unless you have an accountability coach or a strategist beside you to help you take those next steps, nothing's going to work. And you do both, which is amazing, right?
Yeah. We all need the support. That's for sure. Like, I mean, you know, I think it's, we need to really recognize that that's a big piece of any puzzle for us to move forward. Because, you know, could you imagine running your life in a certain way for such a long time? How do you break out the boundaries? How do you move through that if you don't have the support system, your family, a coach or mentor, to be able to actually make you look at things from a different perspective while honoring who you really are? You know?
I love it. And I think that's exactly where we should leave this interview, is by people remembering to honor who they are and their own values.
Yes.
So do you have any last words, anything that you'd like to talk about, like maybe how to get that free business chakra guide?
So what I will do is I will put the link. I'll give you the link, or I'll put the link below, and you just have to download it. And you'll get the guide. And the guide basically will allow you to see different elements of the chakra, and it'll be able to let you know where you possibly could be off in your business, or you could be actually cruising through your business. And it'll also give you some affirmations that you could start saying. You know, it's the power of the mind. So, you know, it's all about repetitiveness. So when we do that, you're actually installing new, good, healthy habits. So I hope you enjoy the chakra guide, and look forward to speaking to you guys.
All right. Thanks, Esmina.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everyone. See you in the next podcast.